Welcome back to Liquidity and Liquor. I'm Scott DeClaire. I'm here with Yosef Martin today. What are we talking about?
What are your best mentors?
What are your best mentors? Okay, yes. So this conversation, obviously you're listening to these daily shorts. This conversation, if you haven't understood the context for this, we're talking about Yosef, how he made $30 million yearly accidentally.
That was in addition. We were grossing a lot more, but that was just an additional product they sold.
But the reason why is because of mentors and competitors. So. Yes. Let's talk about Gary Vee, because I think that's an interesting point.
Yeah, so Gary Vee made a statement, and again, it might have been a short piece, and maybe there's more to it, but he said, I don't care about my competitors, I don't even know their names, I don't give two fucks, and so on. And I encourage you to do care about your competitors, learn your competition, because you can learn a lot. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. If they have done something you haven't done yet, this is a perfect way for you. If they want to try something new that you thought about before, you haven't thought about before, and they maybe succeed with that or fail, just be in the back, take a look, and use the second mover advantage. If they've done something right, learn from them. Now, the main topic of this one is, so in my career, okay, whatever I have built, and I built big companies, one company was big, but it was really learning about my competition for a point, right? Eventually, when you surpass them, when you feel like you're already out there and there's nothing to learn, now you have other things that you can be inspired. But let me start with why I believe that your competitors might be your best.
By the way, motivators. You'll tell your story, but just to make sure I fully agree. Like, we're all on the same page for this. No debate.
What army is not going to have spies and intelligent? You need to know your adversary. You need to know your enemy. You need to know about them. It's like a war.
This podcast, my companies, everything has been like day one. Look at the best that are doing it, and then you learn from them, and then you take your own thing and you improve it.
87% of companies that are second movers made it. Less than 10% of the first movers will make it. You need to learn from your competition. There is a paved road in. That's why second mover, if you look at Facebook, if you look at, but anyway, we can go on and on. The point for me was, when you look at mentors, right? Mentors can be your competitors, even if they don't know that. And if they do know that, you might be surprised how they can be instrumental for your growth. And I'll tell you a story before I opened BoxyCharm, when it was a smaller company, but I feel like this is the root. This is what makes you later on. So it was a small company. At the end, we sold it. When I sold it, it was roughly around $10 million in sales. It wasn't a big company, but it started with a couple hundred dollars. And I kept growing. And that's what shaped me as an entrepreneur. And the reason I said that they are so instrumental is because I remember at one point I was growing little by little, and I didn't really have indication what my competitors are doing, the local competitors. I was kind of like a wholesale liquidation business. And there are a few out here in Florida that were near me, and we're all cordial and we're cool. We're friends. But some of them, some I didn't know, some they were too big to even
care.
Know. And yeah. Some of them at the time. And then eventually, I remember that one of them came to me, and I was really proud because that 1 month, I think I had about 40,000 in sales, and it was the first time, and I felt like, wow, that's gross revenue, gross this month, 40. I was happy. And he looked at me, bear in mind, I was around 26 at the time, 27. And he told me, oh, well, we're doing about 150 a month. And he looked like, he was giving a look of like, you're just a kid, you know, we're a big deal over here. We're doing about 2 million a year like it is. So I remember that a few months after I already made those numbers just because he said it. Because you mentally think that there's just more to go and don't relax. And I found that I was much more relaxed after I reached those numbers and the month is not over yet. Then, you know, I kept growing, and I remember one time I got to 250 a month. And I spoke to him, and he was already at his numbers. He was still at those numbers around 150, 200 a month. That's it. And he told me, wow, you really grew. And he gave me a lot of credit for it, and I felt pretty comfortable. One day, one of those larger competitors that I just started to know because I was right there on his radar and we started talking, he called me one day and he said, I have a bird telling me that you grossed 400 this month because one of the clients heard what we grossed or something. It was a small office. And that was my highest month. And I was with ego, and I said, ah, yeah. I said, ah, nice, nice. I do 400,000 when I scratch my balls. That's what he said. So then he told me his number. It's like, I do about $1 million a month, right? Look how you climb. At the end, when we sold Boxy, we were grossing close to 50 a month, right?
Yeah.
But that, just from that, right?
I know.
So it's all there. So I said, you do $1 million? It's like, yeah. Like, shit. Guess what? We finished the following year. We're grossing those. That was our average month when we finished the following year. Just all I needed to do is hear that number,
yeah,
right? So you tell me, what motivational speaker can be better than your competitor?
Nothing. There is.
Who's going to be a better mentor than that?
This reminds me.
All you have to do, say no more.
You know, it's so funny. Like, this is so real. I mean, even for me, for us, for this podcast, what were we talking about 20 minutes ago? The fact that, I'm making so much money per month with ads.
Yes.
And then this show is making that much money per ad. And then you look at, actually not even a competitor, a friend.
We can't mention names, but
he's making 4X.
He does 10X the revenue, 10X. But he does about three times more traffic, but he makes 10X on revenue because he monetized it better, because he just took it. So the point is, and listen later
and
on.
And now you're like, oh, let's figure it out. Because it's not unachievable anymore, right?
By the way, the next one was Ipsy for me. Yeah. Ipsy kept Ipsy, Birchbox first, then Ipsy. They would always say how much they make, how many members they have. Where do you think you get all that motivation waking up and driving so fast? Because you understand where they're at, you know you can get there.
Yeah.
So your competitor, guys, your competitor. By the way, always stay friends with your competitors, not because it's just not for malicious reason, just honestly, it's nice to be friends with your competitors.
Because they'll probably buy you at one point, too.
Well, in my case, that happened. But I did know Marcelo at the time. Until the acquisition, I didn't know of him. But I was friends with pretty much anyone that had a subscription box with FabFitFun. And they're just great people to have as friends, period. There's no one else that you can talk about your business like your competitors. Yeah. And you'll be surprised. Sometimes you have a problem and you'll call and they're going to tell you, like, I've had that before. This is what you should do. It's really good to keep in touch with people and be friends and be friendly. And yes, you guys can be each other's mentors. It's not always a winner take all.
It's never, by the way.
Yeah.
There's so much money. There's so much.
Well, there's SpaceX took all.
SpaceX.
Right. So show me someone that can beat SpaceX.
I'm not trying to beat SpaceX. Yeah. But you're right. It's like, be abundant. So many customers, so much money, so much opportunity at anything. This podcast, we could build it to the biggest podcast in the world, and we can still help 20 other podcasts be 100% just as big, and there's a market 100%. For everything.
Yes.
I love that. All right. Okay, that's it for today. If you enjoyed, please subscribe on YouTube. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can download and listen to it wherever you get your podcasts or on liquidityandliquor.com.